Com.
You know, there are advantages to doing the show from home. I've just discovered, Todd.
There are,
Yeah, you know what it's called? Chips Ahoy during the break.
Oh,
yeah, a little news a break, and you can rustle up the Chips Ahoy.
I was afraid this was going to involve pants or lack thereof.
No, but I'm fully clothed.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's radio. We have no idea, and it really doesn't matter. I mean,
my shoes are off because I want to stay married, but other than that, everything else is, normal.
Your
today.
Shoes are off because, you can't walk in the carpeting, right?
Yeah, I don't want to traipse around the house with, shoes on.
I mean, depending on your feet, you may have to have your shoes on to be able to stay married.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point. Yeah, so anyway, I got some Chips Ahoy. I'm actually looking forward to some leftovers from Zorba's yesterday. We were out at Chase on the Lake, which is a nice little resort on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. We were doing a little promotion for our Fargo station over the weekend. They have the condos they're selling up there at Chase on the Lake on Leech Lake, and so we did a little open house over the weekend, so we had some time up there over the weekend and some family along. It was a great time, and we stopped at Zorba's in Detroit Lakes on the way home and picked up some, we actually had a little meal there, but we had leftovers. So I love Zorba's Pizza. Have you had Zorba's Pizza before, Todd? Have you ever ventured over
there? I have not. Yeah. We're going to have to do that sometime.
It's kind of a Minnesota Lakes thing. There's a number of them throughout the Lakes area. They were in Fargo years ago, a long, long time ago, but it's good pizza. We have to settle the pie question before we get into the best pizza question. But isn't burgers right behind the list? I think we did decide at some point that they didn't necessarily have to be in any kind of order, that we could get to those. But anyway, Zorba's has good pizza, really good pizza. There's no question about that. Anyway, this is the program we call What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I am Scott Hennon. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's the question. What's on your mind? Bottom of this hour, North Dakota Senate Minority Leader Max Schneider will be here. He's a Democrat from Grand Forks. He and other Democratic leaders are calling on Governor Dalrymple and the Republicans in the legislature to have a special session to deal with what's going on in western North Dakota. And I am of the opinion, personally, that more needs to be done for oil patch communities. No question about it. The formula's not working, and there's some things that actually, I think were unintended consequences of the last session regarding the bonding, the sunset limits on the funding and make bonding difficult. That some of these communities are having to add debt to get this stuff done. There definitely needs to be some additional work done. Can it wait till the session? Does a special session necessary? Is that the way to go? Is this a political way for Democrats to say, see, you're not doing enough, rather than actually wanting to accomplish something? I don't know. You tell us, but we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, anything else on your mind? I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me whether or not the Minot Daily News has it right in telling us that there's an increasing number of restless North Dakotans who are more than ready to shed their winter coats and gloves for more spring-like apparel, or whether or not you see this winter as like any other winter is just, come on. People whining about the cold, is it something we ought to just put up with and tough it out, and it's just another winter in North Dakota, or is it so bad this year it warrants whining? I want to know the answer to that question, and Joe out there in western North Dakota has an answer for us listening on KCJB, our Minot affiliate. Go, Joe. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, thank you, Scott. You have to layer. You got to put lots of clothes on. I've been working. I work nights. I work all kinds of odd hours and on different projects. I just took a little break to cab up right now, but you got to layer. Got to get the proper gear. Don't be scared to spend money on winter gear. That makes a big, huge difference, is the proper gear. And they got a lot of nice gear right now to wear in cold weather environments. So That's one of my tips. And then don't be scared to take a break now and then just to go warm up. Don't get frostbit. And things are going good. I like your show. I work in the oil field out in western North Dakota, and it's been very good to me. I have a home in Fargo. And I'll just say this. I like what Western North Dakota's done for me, but I know a lot of local people out here. I've been out here 4 years, and they refer to Cass County as Imperial Cass because they get a lot of the money that comes out of here, and I've seen a lot of the good it's done for Eastern North Dakota, and these people deserve some of the more funding out here, and that's really all I got to say.
Can I ask you one question before you go, Joe, on the layers?
Yeah.
Even with all the layers and the best of the best on the coldest days, what still gets cold when you're working outside?
Well, you know, I got my feet figured out because I wear some nice wool socks and I got some nice boots. But probably the quickest thing is my just around my face. And you got to turn away from the wind. The other night I was out here, I worked probably 6 hours from 2 to, I think it was 2 in the morning we started, and it was really, really cold. Probably the coldest I've ever seen with the wind blowing it. We made it through it. I have to go stand by the side of the truck, check out the windshield once in a while, but we made her through. But probably your face. Watch your face. I had a friend that frostbit his feet out here. Laid up for a little while, but don't be scared to spend some money on some gear. That's the one number one thing you need to do.
It's great advice, Joe. Great advice. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the kind comments about the show and the fact you're listening while you're working out there. A lot of folks are taking advantage of those 60,000 jobs out there in the oil patch from all across North Dakota, western Minnesota, parts of South Dakota, Montana. It's great to see, without question. And it reminds me to tell you we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, about $30 billion in economic impact, and energy security, what's not to love? NorthDakotaOilCan.com for more information about all of that. Appreciate it, Joe. I found this weekend, I was snowmobiling, and it was my fingers. Even with heated warmer, you know, they have the handles now that are heated, right? Even with that, I could not get my fingers warm with it but for sitting on them. Everything else was great. You know, a little bit when you're snowmobiling, obviously, you know, gets under the helmet, and so a little bit of the neck area, you can't quite cover everything, and then, you know, the shield fogs up, so you got to lift that up a little bit. But that's self-inflicted. I found the gloves. I got to find a pair of gloves that just can handle a North Dakota winter. Michelle is listening somewhere in northwest North Dakota on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Michelle.
Hey, good morning. I'm just calling to whine about the weather. I work out in it all day long, and I love my job, but I am whining, and I deserve the whine.
You can whine all you want. That was our question. I mean, is this a whine worthy winter? It's just been so so cold that we gotta just whine a little.
Yes, and I voted, and it's whine worthy.
Definite whine worthy. Okay. And
yes.
what do you do, Michelle?
I locate underground utilities.
All right. So you're outside a lot.
Yeah, all day. And I do dress for it, but sometimes it's just too much. So that's all I wanted to say. It's a bad winter, but I'd like to say hi to my friend Zoe who's listening. Thank you.
Your friend Zoe?
Yeah.
All right. Hi to Zoe. Isn't that like a Sesame Street character, Zoe?
No, she's not. She's great.
I like Sesame Street. I wasn't saying it as anything derogatory, but anyway, just trying to remember from the
Sesame Street.
Yeah, isn't there a Zoe?
What, Zoe the zebra, or what are we talking about here?
I don't know. I thought I remember a Zoe, but you know, my daughter, our youngest, is 10 now, so they're out of the Sesame Street mode. But I thought
Zoe is an excellent character in House of Cards on Netflix. If you ever had the chance,
there you go. Well, anyway,
well, thank you guys.
We've sufficiently embarrassed your friend Zoe now, Michelle, and we'll let you go. Thank you for the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. People whining about the cold. Should we just, you know, shut up and put up with it, tough it out? Or is it so bad this year it warrants whining? National Weather Service is giving Michelle a little ammunition for her whining here because they have said that it was a doozy, not the coldest on record, but right up there as one of the coldest. So there might be something to this. And Minot Daily News is telling me that everybody feels the same way. You agree or disagree, you let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or anything else on your mind today. All right? Anything else? We have a call off air. Can we have time to roll that? Let's roll that quick. If you would. On Extraordinary Places. and the debate that will happen before the North Dakota Industrial Commission today. Do you have that, Shane? Yes, no, maybe?
I put a letter to the editor of the Bismarck Tribune, and they wouldn't accept it. And the letter said something about this special places concept. In the beginning, God, long before Theodore Roosevelt and long before this Industrial Commission, in the beginning, God. And if he gave us these resources to be used for our good, they should be used. Maybe we would do some things to protect the image or to protect the view, but they should be used. So if God put them there, we should use them, and then people are secondary. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call, and too bad the Bismarck Tribune didn't run that, because I think that would be a worthy one, without question. Thank you for that call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hannon. We want to know what's on your mind. Let us know.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon, 20 past the hour. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One of our sponsors today, I want to take a moment to tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers. I don't even really like giving you my word. I'm not a producer, right? I'm not out there in the field. I can talk about it, but I like using the words of actual Apache sprayer owners that have bought these sprayers from the good folks at High Plains Apache to really tell you about them. But John tells one story about a lot of hills on his land. He says, my neighbors have started calling the Apache sprayer the Billy Goat because it just seems to crawl wherever I need it to go. Wet conditions, fully loaded. I don't hesitate to take it anywhere. Says John. BJ says the frame on the Apaches absorb a lot of the twists and the bumps in conjunction with the suspension. You can visibly see the frame flexing as it goes across the field. Lasts a lot longer than a fixed frame because it moves, and the fixed frame can't move. Denny says, as we are spraying and watching that suspension work, it does reinforce how much shock it's absorbing. Chris says, you know what? We didn't look anywhere else because we had our Apache 790 for nine seasons and had so few breakdowns, it was just very impressive. I was surprised with the resale value on it, almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win for me. It's going to cost me less to buy. It's going to cost me less to own. What more can he ask for? So, folks, don't take it from me. Take it from the folks that own them. The Apache sprayers are the way to go, and you can find them at the High Plains Apache dealers in Fargo, actually Frontier, just south of Fargo off 52nd, right across from Walmart. Just be the at Walmart on the west side of I-29, and you got High Plains Apache on the east side there at the 52nd exit of Frontier, or in Mandan on East Side Court as well, or online at highplainsapache.com. Let's get back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind. Paul in Minot. Hello, Paul. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
And we're up. Yeah, are you there?
I am, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm up here in bombing up Minot. The weather's great up here.
So let me see. Let me just go check out my thermometer there in beautiful at the Sleep Inn in Minot. My friend Vance Castleman says it's about pretty near the goose egg right now. So you think that's balmy?
Well, it is North Dakota. You know, I grew up in North Dakota, and then I've lived in many other different places, the Marshall Islands, Japan, Hawaii, Colorado, and it's human nature that we like to complain about something, so the weather is the first thing we complain about. You know, I lived in the Marshall Islands, some of the best weather that you could probably get, and we complained about it was either too hot, or it was too windy, or it was too rainy, and so no matter where we live, we like to just complain about the weather.
We do. It's sort of human nature, but it seems to be more prevalent this year because it has been so cold. And by the way, I messed up. It is balmy. It's one, not zero.
Yeah.
one today in Minot. And some snow now. And by the way, snow throughout the day, but it will warm up to 14. I mean, break out the suntan lotion, Paul, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem like we got as much snow this year as we did last year. So I'm definitely shoveling less snow. So I'd rather shovel less snow and then have a little bit more coal because it's a little easier on my back.
All right. So stop the whining is what you're saying.
Yeah. Stop the whining. So, one last thing. Just ask Mark Armstrong about the Marshall Islands. He has a good story for you about that.
I will do it tomorrow. I'm on it.
Yeah. Just remind him about the airplane that he was on that almost crashed, or did crash.
Holy buckets. That sounds like a story.
It is. I spent 10 years out there, and but anyhow, we kind of know each other a little bit here, but just ask him about that. And if you remember the word Yuckway, he'll light his eyes up. Yuckway.
I'm on it, Paul. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And according to this Minot Daily News story I was talking about earlier, the average temperature in February in Minot was 9.1 degrees below normal. Not below zero, but below normal. So it was a good 10 degrees below the average all month long. Scott Stanley listening on KTGO, the Flag 1090. Hello, Scott. What's on your mind?
Well, I just have just a minute here before I got to get back out and go to work. I think we need to not be whining. We ought to be exceptionally grateful for all the work that we have up here and the ability to be able to prepare for it and go to work. So I think we should not be whining and be awfully grateful we have the work because we could be sitting home freezing.
Well, that's a good point. We could be home toasty warm but without a job, right? So take it, embrace it, and stop the whining is what you're voting.
That's what I vote. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. Yes, work safe, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. All right. So, you know, I think Michelle has provoked a whole range of folks here now that are, and there's plenty to do, you know, whether it be the work day or whether it be, you know, I was snowmobiling. I was ice fishing this weekend. I was doing my part. I was embracing it. I wasn't hunkered down inside. So, you know, we have the ammunition that at least says it has been exceptionally cold. It doesn't necessarily say you should be able to whine anymore. But, let's see, I'm reading also from the Minot Daily News here. Further statistics beyond a thermometer reading are necessary to help prove a point. Perhaps the ice covering Lake Sakakawea can do so. Lake Sakakawea was declared completely frozen December 14, 2013. Only twice in history has that reservoir frozen earlier, December 11th of 61 and November 30th of 85. Additionally, Lake Sakakawea became ice-free May 12th, 2013, the third latest date on record. How about that? I didn't know that. It took till May last year to get rid of the ice? Wow. That's pretty amazing. Anyway, to whine or not to whine? That's the question. Facebook question up about it, and lots of great questions are coming in about it. If that's on your mind, let us know if something else is, including the situation in Ukraine. We asked that. How concerned are you about the situation in Ukraine and Russia deploying troops to the region? How should the U.S. react? Is it headed towards war? Here's what some of your comments on that particular topic had to say. Laurel says, will John Kerry do anything? He hates war. Remember Nam? This situation will tell us who he really is, what he's about to do. Jamie says, send them all the AKs, ammo, and RPGs they need to fight the Russians. Taylor says, we need a satellite feed streamed to PPV. Sit back, watch war live on TV, and the PPV earnings go to the U.S. soldiers' retirement benefits. He wants pay-per-view on the situation there. Jordan says, not our problem. He actually said, not our problem. With a period behind every comment. It's kind of creative on the part of the Facebook poster, wouldn't you say, Tana? But you've never done that. Not, period, our, period, problem, period. Not our problem.
That seems to be one of those modern era things of making your point. You know, you can't pound the fist in typing, so you do that, I guess.
I like people that are in caps. We have a few that comment in caps, and the other commenters give them a bad time. Okay, now that you've put everything in caps, I agree with you. Yes, yes, that's
the... Oh, and then you got to hashtag everything, too. That's the other thing you have to do.
Yeah, too much work. Just put your comment up there. By the way, to the point, not our problem, is freedom worth standing up for? And I get, you know, look, we have our plate full here and standing up for freedom, right? But really, I think this is the perfect opportunity. John Paul, Pope John Paul, Ronald Reagan could have said that about, you know, the Cold War. Not our problem. Look the other way. We better off because of what happened there? I don't know. I think we are. So I'm not much of the not our problem crowd, but welcome all of your opinions. You can weigh in on all these questions on the Facebook page. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, friends.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
One emailer just sent out here, your local AstroStar businessman is not lamenting the cold winter. Best winter in 15 years. See, there you go. If we can find the glass being half full like that, Todd, in every one of these situations, I mean, it's a great winter. You're loving this cold if you sell AstroStarts for a living, right? Or seat heat. Yeah. Remember that whole episode with the seat heat this year? Ooh, not pretty. Anyway, thank you for making that point. Appreciate that very much. All right, we continue on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I am Scott Hennon, and we're joined next by Mac Schneider. Mac is the minority leader in the state senate in North Dakota, a Democrat from Grand Forks, and Democrats recently have called for a special session to help out oil patch communities dealing with the oil boom. We're going to talk a little bit about that request and the reaction to it, and welcome your calls and comments for our guest, Mac Schneider, today on the program. Senator, how are you?
I'm great, Scott. Thank you so much for having me.
Let me apologize in advance if you hear any barking dogs, because I'm doing the show from home today. I had a sick youngster, and so they've just discovered I'm home now, actually, for the last half hour of the show here, so they're starting to create a bit of a ruckus. So far
the dogs sound very well behaved.
A lot more behaved than I am, generally. So, anyway, that is the noise in the background. I apologize to all the listeners who are not, if you don't like dogs, you probably don't want to hear a barking dog in the back of a radio show, for crying out loud. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the request, proposal, idea put forward by the Democrats for a special session. Tell us where this started.
Well, it's really generated by the tremendous need out west, and this is being driven more so by local county commissioners, the mayor of Williston, and several others who have identified these needs in western North Dakota and the shortfalls after last legislative session. You saw a column on a popular blog from Vicki Steiner and several other members of the oil-producing counties. They are also calling for a special session, and so I think if we had a very focused, short-lived session that meaningfully addressed these impacts, you know, by doing something as simple as adjusting the gross production tax formula or even dealing with the bonding issues that these cities are facing, that would be a tremendous benefit to western North Dakota, and it would prevent us from having to merely play catch-up next legislative session. You know, it's about a year away until we're back in session again, certainly at least a year away until we can get some appropriations out to western North Dakota. By then, the needs will have changed, they'll have multiplied, so it makes sense to do this in a very time-limited and specially focused special session.
You mentioned two solutions there, one adjusting the formula on the percentage of the gross production tax that the communities or the counties, cities get, and also the bonding. Is a special session the only way to fix both those?
Well, I think it's the only way to timely fix those. Certainly, there's probably something that could be done through the emergency commission, but you can do it in a much more straightforward way if we just get everybody together and focus in on these needs. Just to give you an example, Scott, there was an excellent piece that ran in Informed Communications over the weekend talking about the problems and challenges in Watford City. And in 2012, there's an estimated $1.17 billion in gross production extraction tax revenue from McKenzie County. Now, the county's annual return on that $1.17 billion, their share is $80 million. And so that's not right. Something's out of whack there. And this is something that members of our party have worked with members of the majority on. Last legislative session, Kent Nahn said my counterpart in the House had a bill that would have directed 80% of the gross production tax towards oil impacts just for the next 2 years, allowing local officials to not only catch up but also to plan. And so I think that's the way things are going. I think we definitely need to allow oil-impacted communities to keep a greater share of the oil production tax that's generated there. And rather than having them go to Bismarck once every 2 years hat in hand fighting for appropriations, that just isn't the way to address these impacts that are so significant and changing all the time.
Hold tight here, Max. Cheryl in Bismarck has a comment on our previous topic. I'm sorry I missed that you were holding there, Cheryl, so I want to get you in here before we continue our conversation with Mac. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Yes, just on a lighter note, this cold weather, I just can hardly wait for this $22 million boondoggle that they're planning for downtown Bismarck, the promenade. I can just imagine myself walking with my grandchildren hand in hand down three-lane Main Street and sitting outside in some cafe. People better realize there are other places in this city that need help other than downtown Bismarck. That's all I have to say.
All right, Cheryl, you've given us something for the to-do list on future topics, and appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you have a question for Max Schneider, Democrat from Grand Forks, Minority Leader in the North Dakota Senate, we're talking about solutions, ultimately, to get help to the oil patch communities. I heard that figure you mentioned earlier, the $1 some odd billion that have been contributed from McKenzie County and then what's come back in the way of $80 million. I've had others push back on that a little bit and say, well, that obviously doesn't include the infrastructure dollars that are going in and were allocated the last session. What does the $80 million include, Matt?
Well, that's according to the treasurer's office, and I don't have the specific breakdown, but however you cut it up, you know, $80 million out of $1.17 billion, that's not a fair share. That's less than 7% allocated toward the county for its schools, its cities, and its townships. And so I think in a special session, really the needs have to be identified and have been identified by these locally elected leaders in places like Watford City and surrounding McKenzie County. And so I don't expect people to take their lead from someone from Grand Forks when it comes to what we should do during the special session, but I would hope that all of us can listen to the leaders who deal with the impacts of this tremendously otherwise positive oil boom and really take our cue from them as we head into what hopefully will be a special session that in a very limited but meaningful way addresses these needs.
Forum editorial on this last week said the notion of a special session of the North Dakota legislature to address needs in oil country has surface appeal and in some circles political appeal, but dig a little deeper and it's difficult to lend substance to the appeal. What do you say in response to that?
Well, I think there was a lot of substance in the response that the forum received from the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, including a sign by my colleague, Representative Vicki Steiner, who's the head of that association. And so I think the substance it really has been generated by these locally elected leaders who, in response to the forum editorial, said, no, this is something that needs to be done.
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. I mean, I spent a lot of time in the oil patch. I see the whites of these folks' eyes, and I understand what they're going through. And there needs to be a solution, without question. And I guess the question I have is the special session the best way to get them help, or is it an agreement on a new formula? Is it an agreement on a new process? Some of it, I might add, was inflicted by the legislature with this sunset clause that has disrupted their ability to bond. So, you know, they can't even go out and take on debt to take care of this problem in some cases because the funding agencies say, well, wait a minute, your flow of money is going to be sunsetted. Number one, what was the impetus behind that sunset clause? And number two, can you fix that without a special session?
I don't think you can fix that without a special session. You'd need to essentially amend the Century Code, which takes all of us getting together, going through the process that we normally do when we pass legislation. 1358, there's quite a story there, and it actually could have been much worse for Western North Dakota. There was an effort in the Senate last session to cut several hundred million dollars from that bipartisan bill. We're very proud of the role that we played in restoring that funding. But the larger point is, you know, when it comes to certainty, let's find a meaningful way that these oil-impacted communities can keep a greater share of the oil revenue that's generated there. That's not rocket science. That has been proposed in the past. It can be done. It'll provide some certainty to these counties and municipalities who are dealing with just tremendous impacts. So that's what we should do long-term, something we can get a handle on even during a special session.
One idea that I've heard bandied about, I've thrown out a version of it, I've heard others suggest it as well. How about the Bank of North Dakota? In other words, the funding is going to come from the legislature to these communities to handle their impacts. More roads, you know, the schools, all of that. There's an incredible amount of recognition from the governor on down of what's going on in the oil patch. And you can look at the last session and the dollars allocated to transportation to prove that out. So I think everybody's on the same page of saying, gosh, there's impacts here and we need to do something about it. So the funding's going to come from the session, from the legislature rather, to meet it. Now the question is the timing of that and how they get it. What would you think of a literally like a 1% loan from the Bank of North Dakota to pre-fund some of the needs on the front end?
Well, I think that's certainly a creative idea, and we've used the Bank of North Dakota to invest in Western North Dakota. We look at the Western Area Water Supply Project. The bank was instrumental in financing that. And so that's something that I think we should all be open to. And if there's a way for the bank to be helpful, that would be fantastic. I don't think that would be a cure-all. I know you're not suggesting that it would be. But I do think in a limited way, the Bank of North Dakota could play a powerful role through establishing a revolving loan fund or whatever else. Some of that may require legislative action. But really, the bulk of this is about funding. It's about an appropriate share of the gross production tax, which is a tax that was levied in lieu of property taxes. That's going to have to be handled by the legislature, but certainly we hope the bank could be helpful.
Tim in Colum has a question for our guest, Max Schneider, on this special session proposal. Go ahead, Tim. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. Last week I was at my District 28 Republican meeting, and I asked this question of our state lawmakers from our district. And the one of the gentlemen replied that this is strictly a political thing that's being asked by the Democrats, and that if 15 Republican lawmakers out there in the western part were on board, they would have joined you on this. And I lived in Mercer County when they built the plant, so I know what coal impact did when 6,000 guys came to town in one county. And I can imagine what it's like now with oil. But, I mean, is this gentleman, is our lawmaker in our district right, or should the Republicans have been on board, or what's going on?
I think he's wrong. I think the facts really belie that notion that this is political. You look at Mayor Ward Koser. I believe he endorsed Rick Byrd for the Senate. I believe he would identify himself as a Republican. He has said that this is needed, a special session is needed. Vicki Steiner, a Republican from Dickinson, who is the head of the oil and gas, the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, she has since called for a special session along with the members of the oil and gas producing counties. And so to say that this is, you know, something that one political party has cooked up for political benefit, I think is absolutely untrue. This is something that is about helping Western North Dakota. It's supported by Democrats and Republicans, certainly not all in both parties. But this is something that is apolitical. It's about helping our neighbors in that part of the state who are dealing with some pretty significant challenges.
Tim, appreciate the call. We're going to take a break here. We'll continue on the other side of the break, and Rich and Dickinson wants to weigh in. And a question I have for Mac is, if it's not political, and it is apolitical, why does the Democratic Party send out a fundraising email mentioning the special session? That seems to take this to a political level. We'll give him a chance to answer that when we come back, plus more of your calls. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us? At Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Hi, this is Larry Smith.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Self-reliance, survival supplies, survival skills, national experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa, it's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd Mitchell. Todd's actually in the studios of 550 K-Fire today. I'm at home. And by the way, the dogs, the doorbell must be Max, because it's the dogs that are barking here. I don't have the doorbell.
Come on now, Scott. I know you didn't buy enough Girl Scout cookies. We know the truth. Don't blame it on Mac. Come on.
Are they bringing you Girl Scout cookies, Mac, or what's going on with the doorbell?
I'll take responsibility for that. No, I'm at my law office right now. We have an upstairs suite, so I have a doorbell that lets me know when people are coming in. So I know to pay attention to
Mac,
that.
I gave you the perfect out. I gave you the perfect out. I gave you the out. Scott didn't get enough Girl Scout cookies. I know he bought a bunch when he came through Bismarck, but he didn't buy enough, and we all know it. Yeah. I gave you the perfect out. You screwed up a perfectly good lie, but that's okay.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. Rich and Dickinson, you're up for Max Schneider. Go ahead. I guess I'm putting them on the air. Hello, Rich. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm here.
We can hear you, Rich. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I just want to make a couple of comments. First of all, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. All right. First of all, I just want to make the comments that about a special session. First of all, there's $1.1 billion still yet to spend. The governor is already working on some gap funding for those areas that are hit hardest out there. And the estimates, the revenue that's coming into the counties and cities and stuff like that is running over estimates at about 19%. And I would like to point out that the price of oil has rebounded again. And so we don't know if it's going to be more or less, but they're definitely running ahead. So as far as a special session, we think that it's in 10 months, not a year, but in 10 months, we'll be back in session. We'll be able to take care of those things. And in a meeting in Bismarck with the Western counties, they said, we're concerned about 2015, the construction season. We don't want to miss it. We can take care of it just like we did last session with a $620 million to Western North Dakota State Highways. And we got it out early. They did their bidding. They got it done. And so there's some things that are being discussed here that I agree that need to be taken care of, but it can be taken care of in the regular session.
All right, Mac, you want to respond to that?
Well, I think that's my friend, the majority leader, Rich from Dickinson. If it is, hello, Rich, and very much respect Senator Warner for his leadership and his legislative service. We do disagree on this one, however, and I hope that we do a much better job than we did last legislative session. If we would have done a good job last legislative session, you wouldn't be having leaders like Mayor Ward Koser of Williston calling for a special session. You wouldn't have Representative Steiner from District 37 in Dickinson calling for a special session. And so certainly this is something that we can address in 10 months, but we can much more effectively address it during a focused, time-limited session in May or possibly even in late April. And so these problems, what we've seen in the past, is that they multiply, they change, they get worse. And so if we wait until next legislative session, we are going to be playing catch-up like we always have been. And we haven't been playing catch-up very effectively. So I'd like to see us, for once, get ahead of the curve, provide these communities not just with the resources that they need to keep their nostrils above water, but also to do some long-range planning. So whatever we do now, that's going to alleviate some of the work that we have in terms of helping these communities plan next session. A special session is just the right thing to do.
Anything else, Rich?
Well, I agree with the long-term planning. For example, the Sunset Clause has got to go and that. But those things, I can tell you that there's a lot of people on board with making sure that the formula is changed. I don't argue that. I agree with that. It needs to be changed. And the Sunset Clause needs to go. I agree with that. But I do believe that there's enough money to take care of issues out there in the West until we have our regular season, our session. And I would like to point out that when we talk about, like, for example, McKenzie County, yeah, I agree. They probably need to get more of the money. But keep in mind that the state has spent a lot of money in there for water development. $120 million went in for water into Western areas. And also we're spending over $300 million for highways and stuff around the Watford City area. So there's a lot of other things that are going in there, too. So, yes, formula needs to be open. Yes, the Sunset Clause has to come out so they can plan for the future.
Appreciate the call, Rich. Thanks. Answer my question from before the break, would you? Because it does seem like Democrats use, you know, bad news, for lack of a better term, in the oil patch as a political, you know, instrument. And some folks have noticed that immediately after the special session, you send a fundraising letter and email out, and they say that is political. Are they wrong? Is that good policy, or why are you connecting it to the politics?
Well, I think you heard the majority leader identify a lot of areas in which we agree. And so I don't think there can be reasonable disagreement that there are needs that have to be addressed. You know, reasonable people can disagree about whether we should do it in the special session or not. But to say that this is something that's cooked up because of politics is just untrue.
Was the email a good idea?
I received that email, Scott. I actually looked it up over the break. I didn't write it. What that email said was, sign our petition in support of a special session. I don't know if they raised any money off that or not. Certainly the individuals at party headquarters are free to do whatever they want to do with regard to our call for a special session. I don't see anything inappropriate with that. I do think that the fact that this is supported by Senator Wardner's seatmate in the House, Representative Steiner, the mayor of Williston, and several other county commissioners.
Got it. We're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Mac, thanks for the time today. This debate will continue. Folks, see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefall on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.